Stream live, we're all good, we're in. So look, guys, I started with absolutely nothing. I'm talking like minus nothing. I remember I was like 15, 16 years old, and where I live, where we used to live at my parents' house, we used to have a dog, and I was walking the dog, my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife. And I remember saying, I just had this drive. I don't know what caused it. I don't know what made me want it, but I just had this desire to have my own business. That was my goal from an early stage. I used to listen to a lot of hip hop music, and hip hop music was all about getting money and everything. It was quite fashionable. Maybe that drew me in. I don't really know, but it made me want my own business because I'm thinking, well, you know, I can play basketball. I'm not really a sports player. So the sports option was ticked off. I'm not planning on winning the lottery. So the only option I have to do is grind. That's all I've got. I can work and I'm grind. So 16 years old, whatever, walking the dock. And looking back, it was like, no, okay, we accept that we have to have our own business. So I'm just like, well, how? How do I set up my own business? I'm a 16-year-old kid. I have no way of doing that. I don't know what I want to do. So then I thought, well, let's get a job. I'll get a job and I'll work my way up. I'll work my way up, or I can figure out an expertise that I can go and set up on my own. And that's exactly what I did. So I went down the educational route for a little bit. But again, I realized this isn't really going to get me to the large level goals. It's not going to make millions. It's not going to go into the high level goals that I've kind of set myself. So I got a job in cars. And this was just selling cars. This was at a local dealership. And it was good. It was fun. The discipline, what it taught me was sales. And for anybody that's starting out right now, and if maybe you've got a goal, maybe you haven't got a goal, if you don't know where you're at, learn sales. Sales is powerful. If you have the skill to be able to sell your product, you know, I've seen these tech companies and people start with these amazing products and services, and they don't necessarily know how to sell. So they can't deliver it. They might have the best product in the world. They might have the best service in the absolute world, but they don't know how to sell it. They don't know how to get it across, build a relationship, build rapport. So at a very early age, I learned to sell. I learned to sell cars. And it was hard work. You know, we're talking 7 days a week. We're talking early mornings, late evenings. But what it teaches is the discipline. So you're disciplined from an early age. I feel as if you started doing it at a later age, maybe you've not been through that. So you're starting fresh. So it doesn't matter how old you are. I just did it from an early age. So I'm selling cars in a dealership, and it's good. It's financially rewarding, you know, for that age. And more so, it's really teaching you the skills and things of life. And I moved to another dealership. I worked my way up. And then I thought, well, this is great, but you know, I've set these high level goals from an early age. I wanted my own business, and this isn't my own business. So I kind of need some help. You know, where do I go? And I'm not from a rich background. I don't grow up with like a silver spoon in my mouth or anything, I'm from a standard background. I have a parents who are, you know, hard workers. They put the time, they put the energy in. But I'm not from a rich background. So we were taught to work from an early age. So basically, going back to the dealership, I got to Mercedes. So I've gone from this kind of everyday dealership, gone to Mercedes, and I'm, you know, coming home, working for Mercedes. It's kind of like, right, you know, Luke's doing very well, made it. And I'm thinking, well, this is all great. You know, it's fantastic. They give you the car, you feel good, you're coming home. I'm like, this isn't where I want to go, though. This wasn't the goal from the get go. This wasn't the kind of the goal to kind of, you know, the goal was to have my own business, right? And it's cushy, you know. You work your nice job, you go home, you have the car. It's nice. There's not, you know, minimal amounts of stress. And you think, well, why would you want to set up your own business? I don't know. I just had this drive, this desire to do it. I really wanted to just go for it. And I remember one day, I think it was, I can't remember the exact day. I just quit. Like one morning, I'm thinking, okay, I'm ready. I've got a plan. I've been thinking about it. I can set up my own business. It's in cars, and I can do it. So that particular morning, I'm like, listen, I'm just gonna leave this job. I've told the management at the dealership, and I've gone home. I told my parents, extremely obviously not happy. You know, like, you're crazy. What you're doing? You've thrown the towel, and you got a good job. What are you gonna do now? It's like, well, I'm gonna set up this business. This business, where from? Like from here, from your house, from my, you know, where we live, from my bedroom. So you've quit your job at Mercedes-Benz, and you're gonna set up your own business from your bedroom at our house. So, well, yeah. And obviously, as parents, you know, I would be thinking the same if I was a parent. Like, what the hell is going on here? But sometimes you just have to follow your heart, and you have to follow your passion. You know, if the itch is that there, you got to go at it. And I had this plan. So I set up the company from my parents' bedroom. It was literally overnight, and we got going. I think there's a picture of my wife, who was my girlfriend back then. It stood on like a chair in my bedroom because I set it up right. We used to sell cars online and you know, broker and the phone and everything. And what happened was I put these whiteboards up in my bedroom, and I remember I'd have like the name, so the name of the customer, and then it would be like the car that they're having, and I've got that, I've got a chair, and I've got my bed. And that was it. 7 days a week, I had no car, nothing else. I used to cycle. There was a gym around the corner, so I had a bike, and then I'd cycle to the gym. And that was it. That was it. Now you think, well, you know, if you put the two kind of options next to each other, working at Mercedes, everything's cool, it's nice, it's a nice place, you get the car, working in your parents' bedroom, boards on the wall, chair next to the bed, you'd say, well, the Mercedes. But what you got to understand is a lot of people jump into business expecting the kind of the goal from the get-go, right? That was a grind back then. It was a grind, because, you know, you've got to think, who's going to take somebody seriously who's working from the parents' bedroom? Everything you're doing is on the back foot. When you set up a business, it's not, no, okay, I'm working for myself, this is luxury. Imagine everything you're doing 100 times harder. Nobody's going to take you seriously. Nobody's going to listen to you. People are going to reject you. How do you keep yourself in gear? Just keep punching against the wall. That's it. Keep punching against the wall. So everything you do, you have to do 100 times harder. If you want to set up a new relationship for business, okay, I've called and I've sent an email. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You can't just call and send an email. What did you do? I've sent 10 emails and I've made 15 calls. That gets you to the same level. So when you apply that analogy to everything, that's how having your own business works. And that's exactly what I did. I'm working at my parents' bedroom, just attacking the phones every single day. We're sending emails, we're doing business, and it got going. It got going. It got going really well. I remember there was, I was having a relationship with a finance company. I was like, you know, yeah, just come round to my house that particular day. Just come round. I'm not at the office that day, but I invite you to come over to my house. Obviously, I've not got an office. So like, yeah, I'll just pop by your house. And they don't know it's my mum. They took my mum upstairs. They don't know it's my parents' house. They're thinking it's my house. And we've come home, and the meeting was sat downstairs. It's going really well. We'll have to come into the office. I'm like, yeah, well, the office is having renovations, you know, but we'll get things going. And then, you know, the plan was to get an office, and then, you know, we'll move it down the line. So I can obviously invite them in when I do have an office, right? And this relationship is a very good relationship for the company. I never forget my mom coming down the stairs, saying like, your washing needs doing. And she didn't realize that I had a meeting with the finance company there. And it was a funny situation. Bottom line is, I closed the deal. So my mom comes down to the house, she does my washing sometimes. And look, it was all good. And that relationship that I did right there for the next 3 or 4 years grew us. It was fantastic. That it grew us insanely. It really exploded us. You know, 12 months down the line, I had an office. It's probably like 4 or 5 of us in the office. And that was the start of it. That was the start of the first company. It blew up. All from taking that leap. You know, sometimes you got to sacrifice what's good in front of you. in my experience, it's very difficult to have everything perfect in front of you while trying to achieve something big in terms of your goal in this particular situation, setting up a business. You're going to have, something's got to give. You've got to sacrifice. You've got to give something up. In that particular situation, I've given up a good job for 2 years of just, you know, hard work. I'm talking about like daily getting rejected on the phone. Daily we're getting rejected on email. Nobody coming back to you. People not taking you seriously. 2 years of that. You got to think, well, you know, am I going to go through that grind? But then you have to look at the other angle, that in them particular 2 years, a warrior is being built. Because those particular situations where the rejection's kicking in, right? The daily getting beat up, people laughing at you, right? What that's doing is that's building a stress muscle that's just out of this world. Because I can take meetings right now, and it takes a lot to really, you know, for me to get rejected or get stressed, because I've been through that. If everything happened today, overnight, I wouldn't be ready for it, because I've not been on the journey to get here. I've not been on the journey of getting beat up, getting rejected every day, nobody taking you seriously. And what that does is it builds a stress muscle. It builds a warrior who's now ready for the journey over here, right? So on this story, I've obviously come out of Mercedes. I've set up from my parents' house. And things are going. Things are growing, right? And there's probably, like I said, 4 or 5 of us in this office now. The company started to get some growth. And we grew it, and it kept growing. Had another company set up, 3 or 4 years of that. Massive. We're talking 30, 40 people in this, you know, massive dealership, this showroom. And this all started from absolutely nothing. Yeah, this started from absolutely nothing. This dealership was immense. It was like a 16,000 square foot showroom. It turned over millions and millions. And it kept growing and it kept going, right? So you got multiple companies going on now. All from this attitude of just grinding from get going, right? It's not luck. It's not like, it doesn't just happen, right? If you learn to grind and you keep failing, you keep getting rejected, what happens is you it doesn't faze you. If you can get a failure where you're not fazed, you just get up and go again, regardless of the failure, you're a warrior. You're geared up for success. And all these failures gear you up. One of the companies exploded and failed. If you watch my last video where I talk about it, one of the companies was that big, it just exploded. I lost literally everything. So it was like 6-7 years of grind, a growth. And I'm talking, I lost everything I had, right? Everything I had, everything I built, everything that I worked for, gone out the window. You know, imagine starting a business tomorrow. You're starting here neutral. This is the gold down here. Is the underground? Yeah, I'm now starting not from here, but from right down here. So everything that's built, I'm doing that again. And you think, well, what did you do? Exactly what I did. I never forget that when that happened. There's it was scary. Imagine losing everything you have. I'm talking about. Stripped apart. You don't even know where you're gonna potentially sleep. Do you know what I mean? Imagine that. So I've gone from here all the way to here, right? So that's everything. So now I'm starting again. So there ain't no 16,000 square foot showroom. There's no 40, 50 staff, whatever it was. There's just, we're back to normal. There's me. I think there was three of us, my wife and one other person in this little office. After I've been ripped apart. And you think, well, how'd you keep going? How do you keep going when you know you've started over that, you've invested a lot of time, it's got amazing, all your goals are hit, and then everything's stripped apart. Well, the thing is for me, I talk about this is angles. And what I mean by angles is how you view things. Because for about 6 months in that particular situation, I viewed it as like I'm ripped apart. There's nowhere to go. I'm a mess. I've dropped this. I've lost everything. How am I gonna? I've lost 6-7 years of building in my life. I've got nothing. Why I got to do it again? I can't do it again. That's one angle. It's one way to look at it. And people, you can live in this way for the rest of your life. You know, I could have done that and just carried on and done nothing, right? Or I can just change the angle that I'm viewing this whole complete situation for. Or, you know, had nothing, started, blew it up, got everything, lost everything, and now I'm at this part of the journey, right? So let's look at the angle of what's been gained, because somebody's starting a business right now. Somebody's starting a business tomorrow, day after, right? When I was back then, when I was starting again after I'd lost everything, the other angle to view it is that I'm starting again having won everything, hit all my goals, set up a major company, lost everything, and now I'm going again. That's a wealth of experience in the book, right? I talk about CVs if you've watched any of my videos, right? And I'm talking about like a paper CV. Mental and physical CVs, I've got, yeah, I'm the guy who's had multiple companies that have blown up. I'm the guy who's had multiple companies that I've lost, right? So now when I apply that same level experience, that same level of knowledge to the next thing I'm going to do, I'm in the best position I can be in because I know what it's like to fail. Do you understand the angle I'm now looking at? Instead of saying, oh, how are you going to do this? It's the questions that I'm asking. The questions are, you're crazy for doing. The questions are like, well, yeah, you, how are you going to be able to do this when you've got all of that knowledge? I'm thinking, well, I'm actually at an advantage. I'm at an advantage because I've failed completely. I have failed completely. And I know what that's like. People don't know what that's like. I know what that's like, right? I've won completely in that particular field, my goal. So I've got both things in my mental CV, right? So now when I set up the new thing, or when I just start over, I've got it all. I've been on the journey. So I'm at an advantage. And that's exactly what I did. And I can tell you that, you know, having had everything, lost everything, I'm sat here right now and I built everything 1,000 times over better than the original times, right? And the reason for that is I viewed it from a different angle. Do you understand? I didn't view it from the angle that, well, you know, you've got no chance. I viewed it from the angle that the failures and the losses and the major failures are actually tools, the weapons for me to move forward. I can drive and use those to move forward. If I'm just sat there and I'm thinking, well, you got no chance, it doesn't work. Those weapons, those tools become business weapons for you to move forward. It's the best thing in the world, right? And having sat here right now, I can say, well, look, though that failure, starting at my parents' house, building it all the way up, starting a dealership that was, you know, we took over, and then losing it all and having to start again, is the best thing that can happen. Best thing that could have happened at the time. At the time, you don't think that, you know, because you're in that trauma. It's all happening. When you reflect back and see how far I've come since then, I can say, well, yeah, as a result of that happening, I've been able to build bigger things as a result of that. Because instead of me focusing on the negatives, I've pulled the positives out of that and used them as tools. And all I did on the journey was keep going. I know a lot of people talk about, you know, just keep going. When things get extremely tough, and I'm talking about like on the brink of well, I lose everything. At that point, it's very easy to throw the towel in. You know, it's acceptable. This happened, I threw the towel in. All I did was keep going, you know. Imagine having everything and then going back to your parents' house after having everything and starting again. Gone with it, moved on, and now we have a fantastic company, an amazing company, amazing people that just keeps growing month on month, quarter on quarter, year on year, because we operate with that same culture. And this can be applied to anything. It can be applied to anything. With everything else I do, the other companies, everything's applied with that same mentality. that we just keep going. We don't get off the train, regardless how horrible the track gets, regardless if it's a storm, if the weather's awful, we don't get off the train. We just keep going. If the train crashes, we get on another train. We just keep going. Yeah, we never throw the towel in. Doesn't matter if it's business, if it's fitness, whatever the goal is, just keep going. And having applied that and been through this journey, sat here, I sit here with so much gratitude and excitement for the future, but more so gratitude because I know what it's like to go through a major failure. But I tell you what's better than going through a major failure. Going through a major failure and going through a major success after that failure, because you really like appreciate it. You know, if you just went through successes all the time, be great. But you know, when you failed, you have a lot of gratitude to all the successes. When you win and you win big, having been through failures, you have an awful lot of gratitude to win. And when the wins do happen, I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted at all. The gratitude, the reflection, and I'm not the best person at reflecting. I'm so focused on the next thing, so focused on the next goal. As I record this video, it's the 1st of January, 24 right now. And today's one of the first days of the last few months I've actually reflected on the year. My wife puts out she's very reflective on the week, the month, the year. Oh, we did this. And we was going through the year, the wins. And I'm like, wow, what a year. It's incredible compared to where we was, say, you know, many years ago. Like, it's literally like flipping it upside down in terms of the positive at the top, because we've been through that horrible, rough journey, you know, that horrible, rough journey of setting up something and losing it and going again. And having been through that, that's where the gratitude sits in, and you say, okay, yeah, this is what we're built for. This is why we're doing it. 2024, we sit and we say, well, what are the goals? Okay, I want goals that scare us. And I know a lot of people talk about this, like, you know, genuinely set goals that give you a bit, oh, wow, that's scary. Because the journey to getting them goals will create massive levels of fulfillment. It's so enjoyable, the stressful days, the fun days, the enjoyable days, the wins, the losses. On a complete journey, they're just a chapter. What happens with a failure, or what happens with a bump in the road, is all the energy gets sucked into that bump or that failure. I've done it myself. Believe me. It, and when you master the ability of being able to just zoom out and realize this is just a bump in the road. It's just a bump on the chapter. It's a setback on the chapter, regardless if it's a major or a minor one. It is just a setback on the chapter. I'm sitting here having been through the journey. I could tell you some stories that are extremely rough. And I could tell you some stories that are massive wins. I can sit and say, look, I've been through this journey. What's even better? I'm just getting started. I'm literally just getting started. So now I'm ready. Well, look, when we go back to the mental CV, I'm thinking, well, this is my mental CV up to now. This is what I've built up to now. This is what's happened. The roughs, the wins. And I think, well, look, yeah, I've been through that. I've been through that. I've been through that rough. And now I can use that moving forward. Yeah. So look, whenever you're feeling like it's not going your way, you're feeling like this isn't really working. Look, just keep going. Don't get off the train. All right. 2024 right now, the world is for the taking. Go for it. There's so many opportunities out there. But what we can do is we can get suffocated by the noise. Again, if you've watched my videos, you probably heard me talk about the tank analogy. You only get a certain amount of energy every single day to invest, right? Let's say your energy is 100% tank of fuel. If you're putting 40% of your energy into negative things, what's the point? If you're putting 40% of your energy onto why things won't work, you only got 60% left. Another 30% gets taken out. You got another 30% less to invest in nothing. Focus your energy on the right things. If something bad's happening, I'm immediately solution driven. I want to know solution. If there's a problem, we can talk about why the problems happen. We can talk about how it shouldn't have happened. We can talk about how it's not fair. We can even become a victim, which is all okay. And that'll take all the energy out. And what's even worse, it doesn't even solve the problem. It doesn't even solve the problem at hand, right? So overall, if we're looking at this tank of energy, invest it. It's not Disneyland. Yeah, problems are going to happen. Problems and failures and hiccups along the way are going to happen, right? But what I'm saying is, instead of focusing the energy on the problem itself, or you know why it should have happened, just focus on a solution. Something happens right now, major problem. Hit with it first thing in the morning. Okay, what's the solution? We're operating calm, operating collective. Yeah. Look, keep.